Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Man, ooh, it's a beautiful day here, this lovely evening on September 22nd, 2015. Fall, the true fall season, is almost upon us here in the next day or so, but those fall Friday night lights have been going on for the past 4 weeks, and we're definitely excited and even more exhilarated about the football season here in Central Texas. We got a lot of hungry ball players, student athletes, that is, that are anxious to continue to do big things on the field and off the field as well to be able to be seen by the right people. Yes, that's all the college coaches at the various colleges and universities throughout these United States of America. Yes, folks, I know. This is the season finale of the have and have not. But, hey, that's what DVR is talking about, football tonight. So just hold on. We have a very special guest on the show tonight, a young, intriguing student athlete that is definitely under the radar, but his name is blowing up by the minute. Believe that. All right, student athletes, I want you to continue to take care of your classwork. Don't get senioritis for your seniors, and otherwise for your underclassmen, don't get lazy in the classroom because it's football season. I know one of the toughest things you can be is a student athlete because you have to spend all those hours practicing, and of course you have to spend hours studying as well. Remember, your studies come first, so keep that in mind. Take those SATs, seniors, take those SATs, get registered for them. Get registered for the NAIA clearinghouse. If you're a small school prospect and big school prospects, make sure you register for the NCAA clearinghouse or NCAA eligibility, as it is now known. Now, tonight again, we have a very special guest, a Syntex standout, wide receiver slash tight end prospect of the 2016 class, a young man by the name of Christian Lahr from Rockdale High School. Yes, this young man, he's having an outstanding senior season thus far, a very strong September, which is what I strongly recommend seniors who are under the radar make sure that they do. But this guy is hungry to help lead his team to the bigger and better things for the rest of the season, so you'll definitely get to know him even more throughout this broadcast. And, of course, you know, we use this show to make sure we help all of our student-athletes that come on our show gain even more exposure by way of our radio show, our magazine, our scouting reports, et cetera. So hopefully this young man will be able to get the recruiting attention that he deserves. As always, at the conclusion of this show, you can go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to see Christian's profile, his highlights, and also be able to listen to this radio show once again, or as many times as you'd like to, down the road. If you're not following us on social media, follow us on Twitter at T.A. Scouting Scoop. That's at T.A. Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtag of Syntex Football or Football Recruiting. If you see one of those two hashtags, in most cases, T.A. Scouting Scoop is associated with tweeting. Also on Facebook, send us a friend request, T.A.'s Syntex Football Prospects. T.A.'s Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words. T.A.'s Syntex, and last word is Football Prospects. We'll be sure to add you as a friend. Also, go on our website, T.A.ScoutingScoop.com, T.A.ScoutingScoop.com. You can be able to order a copy of our magazine. We're going digital, folks. We have gone digital. Our Summer One magazine, which covers everything north of Austin, everything north and east of Austin. So that's the Heart of Texas area, Killeen, Waco, Temple, et cetera, the Hill Country area, everything that's west of Austin, and also all the way up to Stephenville, and then everything that's east of Austin or the Brazos Valley and 290 East area, which covers areas like Brenham, LaGrange, Rockdale, Bryan College Station, et cetera. We have the student athletes that had good seasons last year, such as our prospect that we're talking to tonight. We have them listed in there, folks. It is an exciting addition to read. Make sure you get your copy or download it on your laptop, your smartphone, or your tablet or iPad, because we're going to be coming out with our fall edition soon, and the summer edition will no longer be available to you once the fall edition comes out. But again, they're very, very economical, and man, they're just exciting to read. All right, so all of our businesses throughout the Central Texas area that are looking to do any advertising, well, feel free to advertise either on our magazine, our blog site, or this radio show that you're listening to. Just send us an email or reach out to us on social media. The email is thscoutandscoop@gmail.com. That's thscoutandscoop@gmail.com so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. This is basically to help further building your brand as a company or business, and also to help to further provide exposure for these student athletes here in the Central Texas area to support that cause. So again, if you like to advertise, hey, we'd be glad to have you. Just reach out to us via social media or email, and we'll make sure that we handle whatever business accordingly. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk with our guest of the hour, Mr. Christian Lahr from Rockdale High School. So stay tuned, and please don't go anywhere.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
Yes, that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas. But just as it said in the commercial, they do work statewide. Again, folks, again, you want to make sure that you always have legal protection out there. So it's always good to have a lawyer. Just call them up, especially if you have any legal issues. But if not, it's always good just to have a lawyer on your team. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show our very special guest this evening, Mr. Christian Lahr. Christian, how you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm great. I'm definitely excited about the season that you're having, you and your teammates, I should say. And I'm just, man, anytime I talk about football, man, it's going to be some excitement in my voice. So I'm definitely glad you took time away from your studies, time away from doing those extra push-ups or sit-ups, whatever you may do outside of football practice, just to come on the show with us and talk some good football.
I'm glad to be on here.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you, young man. Thank you. Christian, man, you attend Rockdale High School, as I mentioned, and Rockdale, which is in Milam County. I categorize it as part of the Brazos Valley area, but in whatever cases that people may categorize it, it is in Central Texas, I'm happy to say. And you guys, the Rockdale Tigers, you guys have recently produced the likes of James David, Josh Pelzel, and LaRaven Clark, who may make the All-American team this year for Texas Tech University. What does it mean for you to be from Rockdale and attend Rockdale High School?
It means a lot. I'm proud to be a Rockdale Tiger, and I'm hoping I can live up to the expectations as they have. And hopefully I'm one of those names as like them.
Okay, all right. And young man, just continue to work as hard as you are on the field and in the classroom, and believe me, I have no doubt that you will exceed expectations. But moving right along.
Thank you.
Okay, we just talked about you attending Rockdale High School. You're a very proud Rockdale. What are the goals for the rest of this, for the rest of this season for the Tigers?
To win, of course. I'm hoping that we go undefeated and that we are we get over that hump that's been stopping us for the past 3 years or 2 years in the fourth round.
Okay, all right, the fourth round, man. You know how many people love to make it to the fourth round, but being a Rockdale Tiger, of course you guys want to go two rounds even further and to also win out in those final two rounds, I'm sure, up at Jerry's World, as people call it, here in the state of Texas. Man, you all play Caldwell this week, a team that has won only a small percentage of their games thus far this season, but nonetheless, they are talented. They have a DV by the name of Devin Morris, who's a pretty good 2017 prospect, and he's as legit as they come. Are you looking forward to such a matchup, and have you played against any other talented cornerbacks thus far this year?
Yes, sir. I've been looking forward to being matched up with him, and I just can't wait to see what the outcome is.
Okay.
Then the Taylor Ducks, they had pretty good cornerbacks.
Oh, but that's right. Yeah, that's right. They had both Malik Jackson, and they also had the young man DeMarcus Fields, who committed to Texas Tech. And yeah, you had a pretty good game that game too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I had two touchdowns and a couple of yards.
That's right. Two touchdowns, man. Woo! I'm telling you, folks, when you do it big against big-time prospects, those are the things that college coaches or independent scouts like myself like to see. And this young man, hey, I don't want to take up the rest of the radio show getting too excited about this young man is done, because we're going to take our time to get to those parts. But we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and speak more with Mr. Christian Lahr, 2016 wide receiver tight end prospect from Rockdale High School. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right. That's Big T Toastmasters, folks. For anyone out there that's trying to improve or build on their public speaking skills or presentation skills, hey, believe me, it works wonders. I joined the organization years back because I spoke terribly in front of people and publicly. And so, believe me, if Toastmasters can help me, it can definitely help anyone else out there. There's no such thing as a perfect speaker, so that's why the Toastmasters motto is, if you get out of Toastmasters what you want to get out of Toastmasters, then you'll never get out of Toastmasters. So check out your local Toastmasters club, because they are indeed international. All right, we're back with Christian Lahr, 2016 receiver, tight end, receiver/tight end prospect from Rockdale High School. He's a proud Rockdale Tiger. Christian, what is your grade point average, and how important are academics to you personally?
My GPA right now is kind of low. It's a 1.8, but
okay.
I struggle a little bit with learning. I like learning disabilities, but I'm working hard to overcome them.
All right. And, hey, young man, hey. Christian, let me tell you something, man. There's nothing to be ashamed of, because, again, hey, man, at least you're trying. Okay, that's one thing I like to say. It's one thing if a student is not giving their very best effort, but hey, hard work comes with anything. Just like being a football player, man. If you're not that good, then you work on those skills in football. So if you indeed can use whatever extra help in the academic world,
hey, man, go for it, man. There's nothing wrong with that. And for anyone out there who thinks it is something wrong with it, then shame on you, okay, Christian? So I applaud you, young man, for even having the courage to admit, because, again, I, too, was once that same type of student. So, again, I know what you're going through, young man, okay? And I want to encourage you to keep your head up, man, and keep pushing forward, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, anyway, let's go ahead and jump back on the football side of things. Okay, I said you play receiver / tight end because of your size-speed ratio. I mean, you have real good speed, but at the same time, you're a guy that probably can line up at tight end as well.
Sure.
What is your height, your weight, and your 40 time? Your fastest hand time in the 40?
I'm 6'6". I weigh 210 pounds, and my 40 time is 4.5.
All right, 4.5. So, folks, anytime you're 6'6", a 4.5 is considered fast, okay? The bigger you are, hey, I should say, running. If you even ran a 4.7, that's still considered good speed when you're 6'6". But running 4.5 at 6'6", folks, that is fast. I mean, it's just something about that size-speed ratio that goes along. And we're going to talk more and more about how Christian uses his size and speed to his advantage. Now, what do you feel are your strengths as a wideout?
My size, speed, and my strengths. Those help me a lot when I'm up against good corners.
Okay. What are you bench pressing?
245.
245. Okay. All right, man. That's more than what I was mentioning in high school. So you're already doing much better than what I was. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys take pride in weightlifting at Rockdale?
Sir.
I said, do you guys take a lot of pride in weightlifting at Rockdale?
Yes, sir. We go every Monday and Wednesday.
Okay. All right. And, yeah. The off season is pretty crucial.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't miss those, man. I don't miss off season at all. Now, what do you feel you can improve on? Because of course we always say there's no such thing as a perfect football player. So what do you feel you can improve on?
My route running and my quickness.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man, it'll be scary to see you get quicker than what you are already. So,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, you already have pretty decent speed. So, man, I'm just excited to see you improve on that, to see how much tougher it is going to be to cover you. Mm-hmm. So, that should definitely be something worth seeing, especially for the defensive backs on the other side. All right, now, you attend a Class 3A school, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, a lot of times you got guys from the bigger schools that may look down on you guys because they feel you're not playing against a lot of talent out there. I mean, what is your response to any naysayers that think that your skills aren't legit because you play at a small school?
It doesn't bother me much because there's talent in all sizes of the schools. No matter if you're like in 2A or 3A, there's talent everywhere. And I've been there a few camps, and I've done well against people from bigger schools. So
yeah, okay. Hey, for all our listeners out there, just to expound on what Chris has just said. If you was at our camp this past summer, if you'd have seen Christian at our camp, he went against guys from bigger schools. And, you know, there's this term that Kobe Bryant coined years ago saying he would be mocking guys if he played in a certain game. And so many people use the term mock when you get out-jumped or whatever. But forget that. Julio Jones is the man. That's my favorite receiver. So Christian was out there Julioing people. Okay? I'm serious, man. This guy was coming down with the ball almost every time that it was in his area. Okay, I mean, any of the good passes that were thrown, I should say, are the ones that he had to use athleticism. And that's what he's been doing this season. I always tell student athletes, yeah, it's one thing to shine in the camp, but remember, you're only in a T-shirt and shorts. But when you get a full pass, that's when it really counts. And this guy
he has been nothing short of stupendous. I mean, he has not been shut down this season. And honestly, I don't know if he ever will be shut down this season or throughout the rest of his football life. I'm still trying to find that DB that can actually cover this guy in full pads. So, again, this guy, again, he's no joke. And that size-speed ratio I was saying, it's hard to cover someone. It's already hard to cover someone his size. But when you're 6'6 and moving at 4'5 pace on the field, man, you got to both be able to handle that physicality and be able to still run with that guy. Because, again, like I said, 4'5 is faster when you're 6'6 than when you're 5'10. So, again, keep that in mind for all you listeners out there. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more with Christian Lahr of Rockdale High School. So stay tuned, folks.
Inspire Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatments. Inspire Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East San Cedar Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, we're back with Christian Lahr, Rockdale High School. Man, an exciting young man to talk to and an even more exciting young man to watch on the field. Christian, okay, you play football at Rockdale, a storied program here in the Central Texas area. Now, let me ask you this. Do you play any other sports, and if so, which ones?
I play basketball and I run track. I was on the state track team this year.
Oh, okay. Did you guys win state?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was on the sprint relay.
What am I wonderful about you? Oh, sprint relay. Man, woo. See that, folks? Hey, a young man that runs track in the spring, okay, for all of you guys out there that miss track meets and things of that nature to go to football camps, I told you, track and field still matters when you're in high school. So, again, this is a young man that's further testifying that, hey, his track speed is definitely instrumental in football. Now that I've kind of answered the second part of that question, how do you feel track and basketball help you out on the football field?
Track's helped me with my speed a lot. Like my starting off, when they say my acceleration and my strength, and they just keep me in shape overall.
Okay. All right. And in basketball, what position do they have you playing?
Play center, a post.
Center. Okay, post. And you know what? I figured with you being at a small school, they'll normally use the tallest guy. If you're at a bigger school,
yeah,
you'll probably be like a wing or more of a power forward, or maybe even a two guard, just depending on, hey, your skills in general. So, but that's good, though. That's good, though, that you're out there hooping immediately after football season is over. Now, as far as the recruiting part goes, how is that going? Do you have any offers yet? Are any schools showing you any interest?
I don't have any offers right now, but I talked to a couple of schools last year.
Okay.
But
what schools were those?
I spoke to Baylor, Oklahoma State, University of Houston, Texas State, Tulsa, and Prairie View A&M.
Okay. All right. Good, man. That's good stuff. And those are all good schools to attend education-wise, and also, of course, playing football as well. Now, do you have a preference on where to attend college? I mean, do you have to stay in the state of Texas, or are you pretty much just open to going anywhere where you can get a good education and play ball?
Yeah, I'm open to go anywhere.
Well, okay. All right. So college coaches out there that's listening, again, the young man, hey, he doesn't mind playing football or going to school in Texas or outside of Texas. He just wants to get a good education and play football. And believe me, he would give his very best at both of them. Now, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, one last commercial break, then we'll be back to wrap up the show with Christian Lahr. So stay tuned, folks.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back with Christian Lahr. Also, for all of you all out there that may be coming through the city of Temple, if you come and see the Wildcats play, or if everything is crowded in Waco when you're trying to go see the Baylor Bears, make sure you stop by Super 8 Motel in Temple. Make sure you check them out, get you a good night's rest, and check out those football teams either in those surrounding areas. Hey, there's some. I'm proud to say their advertisers on board with us. Definitely want to make sure that we give them the publicity that they deserve. Now, Christian, if you choose to, you don't have to, would you like to cite any of your teammates on the show that are doing pretty well for you guys this year?
Yes, sir. The quarterback, David Franklin. Yeah. The first day or 2 days, he dislocated his knee doing one-on-ones.
Uh-huh.
And, he was a big part, so we had to take a
Man, sorry to hear that.
Ray Trevino, he's a newcomer, and he's starting both ways, and he's helping our team out a lot, too.
Okay.
And
all right.
Two of our linebackers, Joey Montango and Andrew Perez, they're starting from, like, they're the starters from last year. I started on a team last year, too. And they're a big part of our defense. So
the Rockville Tigers, folks, they play football. I don't care if it's 6A football, 1A football, or whatever. In Central Texas, we play football. So check out the Rockville Tigers. Yes, they are in Class 3A, and they come with it every single Friday night. Well, Christian, do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to share with us in reference to, all the listeners out there about the Rockville Tigers?
I just want to say I got nothing.
Okay, no problem. Well, Christian, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, young man. Appreciate your humility, your level of humility, and also just your hard work, man. Continue to work hard, both on and off the field, Christian, and believe me, big things can happen for you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right, you college coaches out there, make sure, again, you keep his name in your hip pocket, Christian Lahr. Wide receiver, tight end prospect from Rockdale, Texas, located here in the Central Texas area. Well, again, remember to make sure that you guys out there, if you haven't gotten your copy yet of our Summer One magazine, make sure you go ahead and on our website, thscoutandscoop.com. We have the digital version. Also, if you want to advertise, hit us up on social media or send us an email, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com. For myself, for Christian Lahr, you all out there, be safe, enjoy yourselves, check out Rockdale playing Caldwell this week, and you'll see the Tigers and also the Hornets at Caldwell go at it. It'll be an exciting game. For myself, be safe out there, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting from in Central Texas.